publishers in Hong Kong are warning about censorship. Ashley Thompson is here to tell us more about that.
Bookstores are reportedly under pressure to not carry books that may offend the central government in mainland China.
In a small Central African country, elephants are increasingly coming into contact with humans because of population increases. Jim Tedder will tell us how the country is dealing with that problem.
Elephants in Uganda are starting to come close to villages near national parks. The big animals are a real danger to people.
And in her weekly Environment and Science report, Marcia James tells us about the debate over a new kind of rice.
It has been genetically changed or modified to produce beta carotene, a form of vitamin A.
I'm Christopher Jones Cruz at the Voice of America in Washington. We'll have those stories along with our weekday series, The Making of a Nation. Today, we continue our story on the peace conference that followed World War I.
American President Woodrow Wilson was one of the chief negotiators at the conference in Paris. Throughout the early months of 1919, he struggled hard for a treaty that would result in peace with justice for all sides.
Finally, in our American Moments series, we take you back 35 years ago today to April 7th, 1980. That was the day the American president, Jimmy Carter, announced he had cut diplomatic relations with the government that controlled Iran.
This lays bare the full responsibility of the Ayatollah Khomeini and the Revolutionary Council for the continued illegal and outrageous holding of the innocent hostages.
This is As It Is, a daily 30-minute program from VOA Learning English. Every day, we bring you news from and about America and the world. And we tell you the often surprising and always interesting history of the United States. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the Voice of America. Book publishers and authors are warning that censorship is increasing in Hong Kong. They say bookstores are returning books written by authors who have been connected to or involved in the recent pro-democracy protests. Ashley Thompson tells us bookstores are reportedly under pressure to not sell books that may offend the central government in mainland China.
Carmen Kwong Win Soon is the chief editor of the book publishing company Up Publications. She said her company had hundreds of books returned by Sino-United Publishing, which oversees several other publishing companies. Ms. Kwong co-wrote a book on the Occupy Central protests. She said the book received orders for only 28 copies instead of the normal 200 copies. She also said most of the books recently returned by Sino-United Publishing were not about political topics. Sino-United Publishing operates 51 stores through its subsidiaries. Company officials say each store owner makes his or her own decision about which titles to carry. Bruce Lui Ping Kun is a former reporter and now teaches journalism at Hong Kong's Baptist University. He said the rejection of books by publishers supportive of the pro-democracy movement is part of the increased censorship in the city. I think looking at the book censorship case, in a way, it's a reflection of the differences between censorship in Hong Kong and the censorship we have under one country, two systems, he said. Mr. Lui also said censoring books from publishers supportive of the pro-democracy movement is an example of, in his words, creative ways to limit or stop voices that are hostile to the Communist Party. David Bandursky is a researcher at the University of Hong Kong's China Media Project. He said censorship is becoming more widespread in Hong Kong, from print media to broadcast media. He said friends in the media industry tell him about the difficulties they face when trying to cover sensitive news. Because I have a lot of friends working in the industry who discuss with me quite a lot. Sometimes, when they want to do some kind of sensitive news, especially on mainland China, then their boss will use all kinds of excuses to block them or give them more difficulties in doing so. I'm Ashley Thompson.
You are listening to As It Is from the Voice of America. Elephants usually travel the same paths. But in Uganda, the animals are changing their migration patterns because of increases in the populations of humans and elephants. So, officials are using vuvuzelas to annoy elephants. What are vuvuzelas? Jim Tedder is here with the answer.
Elephants in Uganda are starting to come close to villages near national parks. The big animals are a real danger to people. So the Uganda Wildlife Authority has been giving people new tools to keep the elephants away. Vuvuzelas. They are plastic instruments some fans use at sports events. The instruments make a loud sound elephants do not like. The animals leave, and no one is harmed. A spokesperson for the Uganda Wildlife Authority says vuvuzelas work because they do not threaten the elephants. That is important because an elephant that feels threatened is more likely to attack. So far, no one has reported an elephant attacking in answer to a vuvuzela. Officials and villagers have tried other ways to stop elephants from coming near farms and houses. They have built beehives, houses for flying insects that sting. They have hung ropes covered in spicy oil. They have dug long, deep holes. And they have used guns called AK-47s. An official from the Uganda Wildlife Authority explains that people shoot the gun in the air to scare the elephant. But over time, the elephants have stopped being afraid of the sound of the gun. They only look at the shooter and wave their ears. Another official for the Uganda Wildlife Authority, Gesa Simblicius, says